A Democrat has won Louisiana's bitter governor's race. State Representative John Bel Edwards beat Republican U.S. Senator David Vitter in yesterday's election. Edwards will be the only Democratic governor in the Deep South, where Republicans dominate politically. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports from New Orleans.
You could almost have predicted the outcome of the race based on the candidates' election night parties. Republican Senator David Vitter was set up at a hotel near the airport. Democrat John Bel Edwards in the historic Monteleone Hotel in the French Quarter. The first hint of victory came when a brass band led a second line through the packed ballroom, revelers waving yellow campaign hankies in the air. Democrats have a lot to celebrate in a state where they've been shut out of statewide elected office. The dynamic changed, Edwards says, because of his supporters.
Who are willing to believe that we could confound the conventional wisdom that this victory just couldn't happen. And yet, thanks to all of you, here we are. It did happen.
Early on, Republican Senator David Vitter was the presumed frontrunner. By last night, he was conceding defeat and preparing for an exit from the Senate.
But I'm only going to be doing that for one more year through this term. When I decided to make this race with Wendy, that I wanted to pursue new challenges outside the Senate, no matter what. I'd reach my personal term limit.
Vitter was never able to shift focus away from his ties to a Washington, D.C. prostitute in 2007. At the time, he confessed to, quote, a serious sin, and then handily won re-election to the Senate in 2010. But the governor's race was different. Edwards and his supporters attacked Vitter's character at every turn, with harsh language, calling him a liar and a stain on Louisiana. Vitter also had to overcome voters' frustration with the current Republican governor, Bobby Jindal, who is term limited. Louisiana's other Republican senator, Bill Cassidy, supported Vitter, but some other GOP office holders backed Edwards. Cassidy says that hurt.
Clearly, Republicans were fractured. Then there was a multi-million-dollar super PAC attacking David. And for whatever reason, their attacks had a bite.
State Representative Kenny Havard is among those who broke GOP ranks to endorse Edwards. He says the election is a message that voters are fed up with ultra-partisan politics.
We've got people on the fringe of each party. You know, they rule the parties, and about probably 80% of us are stuck in the middle with nowhere to go. And so I think the people of Louisiana spoke tonight. I think they spoke with a loud voice.
Edwards, a veteran and West Point graduate, stakes out some conservative turf. He's anti-abortion and pro-gun rights. But he also plans to expand Medicaid and push for a higher minimum wage, issues popular with Louisiana Democrats. He promised last night to be a governor for all the people. And with one final punch, he added, "I will never embarrass you." Debbie Elliott, NPR News, New Orleans.